Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Happy Monday out there.
Monday.
I don't know about you all, but I'm ready for daylight savings time.
I'm ready for something.
I need
Halloween and chocolate.
Oh, I'm not doing any chocolate. So.
Oh, I want chocolate. I want chocolate something bad.
I keep saying it. I'm not doing candy. You all out there that know where I live, don't bring your children here. I'm just going to scare them and send them away unhappy.
I'm going to be doing candy, so please come get it from me.
What is Ginger's house? Ginger's giving it to me.
Like, don't eat it all.
Exactly why I'm not buying it. I don't want to eat it. And one lady says to me the other day, I was in Target, I breezed past the candy section. I didn't even look at it. And she says, you have amazing willpower. I saw you walk past that candy. I'm not buying that candy. This is not willpower. We have talked, Candy and I. Got new clothes that I need to still be able to fit in by December because they're December clothes. So, no, there will be no candy. No.
Oh, girl, I'm so sore. I was doing week next. Oh, my God.
That was
out adventure. I know. My brain. It's Monday. I was doing Connect Adventures yesterday. I'm just so sore this morning. Because I went to, like, I played it through until we got to the hard levels, and, you know, when it's a game, you wouldn't think it would be sore, but I'm sore.
Connect Adventures? Yes, you do get sore. Are you kidding me?
Yes, my legs are sore. I can't think of the one. The one where you're on their platform and you're jumping to make it go faster?
Yes.
My legs are sore from that, and then the kickball looking one where you hit the ball and you bounce it, you break all the bricks, whatnot. That has my upper body all sorts of sore today.
I have, look, and I may know the names of the muscle. Well, I did yesterday, but today, yeah. Connect, Dance Central 2. That whipped my hair back and forth. You know, not made for older people, yeah. And I don't mean older as in I'm old, but as in it's made for the little kids because it's willow. Right underneath my arm, because there's this move where you kick your leg up and then you have to hit it. It's a pound your arm or something. I don't know what it was, but it was. You know what? No, it wasn't that song. It was a Nicki Minaj song. I take it back. I can't remember the name of it right now. But wow, Nicki, much respect to you. She and I are the same height. So I thought, you know, hey, I could do this. Nicki does it. I can do it. No, Nicki.
Yeah, Nicki has like personal trainers. All of this.
I bow to you, Nicki, because oh my God, the only part I was after a while I was sitting in the chair. There's a part where you're supposed to, you know, move your arms up and down. They call it the tom tom, like you're hitting tom tom drums.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I was liking that part, but there's the whole kicking the leg up and the pounding the hand back and forth all underneath my arms. It's just sore, like somebody was pounding me on the side.
Awesome.
And that was on the easy setting. So if medium and hard are much worse. Oh, my God. But no, do not ask. I will not be getting Dance Central 2. I like it, but the novelty just tends to wear off on me quickly. And that's because I was a club kid. And if I don't get different music, I tend to get bored.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the country dance.
Yes. I was so excited. Yeah, Ginger, yes. They loved you. They were very excited that you asked for it. I don't think anybody's asking for country dance.
I want to play it. It sounds fun.
It does. I like the people that they're putting on the tracks. Oh,
yes.
Nice. I still haven't got my Reba McEntire. They didn't put any on the first one. That's why I'm not playing.
Come on, Reba. Get with the show.
All I need is one song. All I need is Fancy, Reba. That's it. You put Fancy on there, I'm good.
Yes.
Okay, Jay Dukes is apparently back from his sabbatical, which
Jay!
He did not tell us about.
Thank you. Jay, we missed you. I was worried about you, Jay.
I told him
you were.
You. I texted him. I was like, oh, you did. Do we need to roll through and cut? He says, no, I'm fine. I can't tell y'all where he was because, you know, it's for him to tell. But he says, after the picture, I put up your epic boob picture. He says, you will never have to say boobs again.
Oh, hey. Those are nice boobs. Look at that.
Now, the story behind that is we're getting ready for Pixinista.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a new camera tool I wanted to try out, and it does all that pretty stuff that you see there, the unfocusing. And for some reason, every time I do that, Ginger's boobs would come into focus just clear. And the rest of the picture would blur off pretty. The boobs were like, bam. I was like, can you do something with those things?
Can you make those go in a little bit? Yeah.
Can you shift them a little better?
Can you make them smaller?
No, you don't ever make them smaller, not in Second Life.
I know. What were your last? Yeah, they're not small boobs. And somebody else was like, oh, yeah, Ginger has small boobs. Compared to everybody else running around with those great big,
and
huge things.
Yes, in Second Life, those are small.
No, people, I have plenty of boobs in real life. Second Life, no, they're going to be smaller than everybody else's. Sorry.
Well, we're about to get into a boob conversation, which has nothing to do with gaming. So,
no. No. Guys have no idea. They're like, ooh, boobs. They don't have to fight with shirts, trying to find shirts to fit correctly because, you know, boobs.
You know the answer to that. They'll be just go shirtless.
There is that.
May I announce the news of the...
You may. Oh,
do it. Are y'all ready for this? Let me just say, Anonymous, our hat's off to you.
We love you. For at least a day.
Oh, that's applause to you.
That is awesome. You know I hate Anonymous. So if I'm over here saying, way to go, Anonymous.
Yes, in case you don't know, because you were on sabbatical, Jay, Huffington Post is reporting that hacktivist group Anonymous has uncovered what it says is a massive child pornography ring. That's right. They targeted several websites, including Lolita City, which they're reporting includes around 1,500 users.
Mm-hmm. That is just crazy.
Yes.
Anonymous. I usually hate y'all. Thank y'all for doing this.
Thank you.
Awesome. This is what you should be doing.
That's right. And
you've got the ability to be Robin Hood. Be Robin Hood.
Thank you. We need that. We need some heroes. I mean, not to say that our police and our soldiers are not heroes, but we need, you know, you, the ninja, Captain America, Avengers. You see how I'm making the comparison? They work with the law, but outside the law.
Stop being trolls.
Exactly. You know, don't attack us on the PS3. We're not doing anything but playing games. Go after those people. But the attack, of course, was part of what they're calling Operation Darknet. And they explained that Darknet websites are a part of what's called the Invisible Web or the Deep Web, which are sites that majority of us do not visit, hopefully. And if you do, don't mention it to me because then I will be coming after you. Anonymous also did what we really love. This is how you do it. They published the usernames of those that frequent Lolita City. And that had, apparently Alita City has around 100 gigabytes of child porn, and they said they've been targeting them in secret for a while, and they are now taking down their servers as much as possible. One hacker named Arson told Gawker in a private chat, said that we decided to seek media attention for this operation so that we may get the resources needed to shut them down on a more permanent basis. Yes, I heard the song from Public Enemy crank up in my head, shut them down. Okay, so some of the usernames are rather explicit, while others are just creepy and ominous. Some take the monikers. His name is called Red Hot Chili. Pantyhose, Pedo, and Pure Evil are a couple of examples. Unlike its reported attempts to erase the New York Stock Exchange, which was stupid, or its alleged involvement with the PSN Ocalypse, the uncovering of the alleged child porn ring is unlikely to bring Anonymous any scorn, not from us. There's also the video that they posted up on YouTube, which we can't post, but we're talking about you now. We love it.
Yeah.
There are also the police are complaining, saying that they had some things in place. And you know what I'm going to say to you? I'm still siding with Anonymous. Work faster.
Yes, work faster. Do something. Personal experience. Your justice system sucks. So, yeah.
Yes, work
faster. I'm quite happy that Anonymous did this.
Or
you guys get on the ball and take care of this.
That's right. That's or be like, look, or be like Commissioner Gordon in Arkham City and say, you know what, when we shine the bat signal anonymous, y'all go ahead and take care of that, but we have to disavow knowledge that we're working with you.
Yes.
Something, because I'm so proud of y'all. Y'all listen to us. Lovely. I will bake you cookies. You can wear a mask. You don't have to tell me who you are. Just sit outside with your anonymous mask. You know, I'm going to walk outside tomorrow and somebody's going to be sitting on my lawn with an anonymous mask. And then when I rush out and hit them in the head, they're going to be like, you promised cookies. Like, oh, dude, I didn't know what was going on. But, yeah, we're very, very proud of you. I actually got choked up when I read this yesterday. I was like, that is what you should be
doing. You got choked up all weekend.
I was. It was one of those weekends. I was crying. I was angry or crying the whole weekend. Somebody.
I know. I don't know what the deal was either. I'm like, can it be Monday? I love my weekends. I love my weekends. Yeah, I'm ready for this week to start. Things to change.
She's ready to get out of the weekend.
The weekend was rough.
But that was a good end to the weekend. Thank you, Anonymous. So what else we got? What else we got on the plate?
What have we got? We've got awesomeness. We've got such awesomeness. Oh, wait. Hold on. This one's not so awesome, though. So I'm just going to go ahead and get this out of the way, since we're talking about hacking anyways.
Oh, who did the wrong thing?
I know. All right. So I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. Gameloft security breach affects 100 users. Not a lot, thankfully. French mobile publisher...
Get him, Jen. Uh-oh. We think our Ginger... Ginger, you all right, baby?
No, I'll be right back.
All right. In that case, let me share with you about Scrolls. Remember the Scrolls game we keep telling you about? They're fighting with the Bethesda people. Oh, this is our game. This is our name. Well, Mojang, Minecrafter creator, is the name of the company. Minecrafter creator Mark Person has revealed that the Scrolls upcoming game from Mojang Studio will feature a monetization service that is along the lines of the free-to-play business model. However, Person was keen to stress that he's looking to avoid using the term to describe the game, as he doesn't want players to be coaxed into believing they're getting an experience different from what's being advertised. In a tweet earlier today, he said that Scrolls will contain aspects of free-to-play. We won't call it free-to-play, though, as it's not a free game. Expanding on the topic to Gamma Sutra, he also explained that Scrolls won't be free at all, so we're avoiding the term free-to-play. He says it'll have an initial cost that lets you get started with the game, and the game will be designed so you can then, in theory, play the game with just this initial cost. But if you want, you can buy some more Scrolls to play with. He then, of course, continued that the idea is that you can play for free after the initial payment, which includes a lifetime subscription of Scrolls at a regular interval, and you can receive more free Scrolls by participating in ranked tournaments and a few other things. He says it's a personal opinion, however, is that Scrolls is definitely along the lines of a free-to-play game. He then admitted, except we try to avoid the free part of it. We don't want to trick people into thinking that it's a free game. He also added to their blog post, via a blog post, that while I'm skeptical of free-to-play trend, what I hate is the wording free-to-play. He reasoned that the free-to-play become so popular due to the fact that there is no limit to how much a player can spend, and that the sign of whether a game is a success or not now rests on whether a game is profitable.
Okay.
He says, so you can get your players hooked on the game, and then you try to monetize them, he explained. So various psychological traps like abusing the sense of sunk costs get exploited, and eventually you end up with a game that's designed to look more like a slot machine than Half-Life 2. I completely agree with you, Marcus, mm-hmm. if you'd rather be called. Yeah, that's exactly what it is, a whole psychological tactic that a lot of us are way too strong to fall into, but some of you are not. You go jump in and, yeah.
Yeah.
And who is this that tried to leave a comment and can't spell? You're doing it wrong. Wrong spelled R-O-N-G. It's spelled W-O-R-N-G. What is wrong with you people? Even cell phones have spell check. Come on.
Wow. You people. Yeah, that's my phrase. You people.
You people. They cannot spell wow. Wrong spell R-O-N-G.
Girl, I don't remember what I was spelling last night, but it had something to do with bi, and I spelled bi with, like, B-E-I or something. I was like, absolutely. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, they start to get to you after a while. You start misspelling words because you keep looking at the wrong spelling so often. And that's usually what happens to me. I'm looking at people, especially, I can't even put it on Second Life, every game. I was in APB for a total of 3 minutes, by the way. I didn't get to really play, but somebody in there was typing when I went in, and they spelled bye-bye, and they spelled it B-I-I-B-I-I. No, 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 no.
No,
you use the correct amount of letters. Why couldn't you just type the right ones? Why did you need to spell it I-I?
Because some people dropped on their head.
This B-Y-E.
Yes. All right. Now that I'm not freaking out over theme things, now I'm going to cough my lungs up. This cold. All right. I'm going to try again. Game locked. Had a security breach. 100 users affected.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. French mobile publisher Gameloft acknowledged on Thursday that a security breach forced it to temporarily take down one of its websites. Reports began surfacing on the company's forums earlier this week, suggesting that GameloftLive.com website had been experiencing problems and that some accounts had been compromised. After a poster suggested that users stay away from the site and that Gameloft fix the problem, the website was taken down. In a statement to CNET this morning, a Gameloft representative said that about 100 users of the web version of Gameloft Live had been affected, and that the security breach had to do with a game called Order and Chaos. The company added that all users who had contacted them about the problem had been recredited to their original account situation, but the security breach entailed remains murky. Gameloft did not explain what kind of user data was compromised, nor how whoever compromised the accounts managed to gain access in the first place. All right, so if you're one of our French listeners, because I know we have them, you Euro people seem to love us, mm-hmm. and you've got one of these Gameloft Live accounts, you might want to go change your password and check your account.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
What do we got now?
Well,
uh-oh. She says that, and I know, uh-oh.
I'm trying to tutor it first so that it will not be such a shock. I want to soften the blow a bit. But you guys have been seeing the ads for the new, you know, the Apple i4s, whatever, mm-hmm. and them talking about the iPhone 5. And I must admit, Siri appears to be very impressive. Siri or Siri.
Siri.
Yeah. And I'm sure there'll be an Android version of her soon, so I'm going to wait. But the co-founder of the impressive iPhone 4S voice control feature, Siri or Siri, whoever, however you want to call her, Dag Kitlaus, has left Apple this morning. Kitlaus is someone, according to VentureBeat, who's likely to go down in Apple's history as having made a big impact on the company and its products. And Siri is easily the most recognizable addition, most recent, to Apple's latest iPhone. And the feature allows you, of course, to ask the phone questions, alter personal calendars, and even search for nearby restaurants. It's basically a personal voice assistant that you carry around in your pocket. Kitlaus' departure, which happened shortly after Apple launched the iPhone 4S, was amicable and has been planned for a while. This is coming also from All Things Digital, and he said the report indicates that All Things Digital has a report that indicates that Kitlaus wanted to be closer to his family in Chicago and take some time off to work on new projects. The Norwegian-born Kitlaus was CEO of Siri since 2007 and led the voice recognition efforts of Siri technology for Apple since Apple acquired the company in 2010. Previously, he was an entrepreneur in residence at Stanford Research Institute and a former Motorola employee. While Kitlaus has departed, other key executives from Siri are expected to stay at Apple, according to the All Things Digital report.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing. I just thought about something. Now, my phone does all of that. It just doesn't talk back to me.
No, it doesn't. And Siri is kind of sassy.
Yeah, she actually talks back. I don't know if Siri and I would get along. I may end up throwing my phone. What did you just say to me? Do what?
I know you did not just say that.
I mean, you did not tell me to push buttons. That is your job. No.
Exactly.
I wonder.
Have you seen some of the videos on YouTube of people talking to Siri?
No, I have been avoiding them because I don't want to get sucked into the iPhone. I really just don't want any more Apple products. There's too many Apple products in my house, and they both annoy me. The only thing the iPad is good for is, you know, if somebody's watching the TV and I want to watch something on cable because, you know, I'm not paying for 5 or 6 DVR boxes. So there's a fight over the TV with the DVR box. Then I can watch it, you know, on demand. I can go watch it in another room, or I can sit right there with them and put my earphones in, you know, nice. And then there's this ginormous Mac next to me that as soon as I began to talk about it, decided to turn the screen on. And it's like somebody has a searchlight next to me.
That's kind of freaky.
I don't like it. And I don't like the sound when it comes on. It scares me every time. Bam! It's like, ah! Something's landed in the office. Oh, it's that damn apple. Apple, you make good stuff. I don't want any more of your products in my house. Sorry.
Yeah.
That, and I can't get into my own router.
That is not good.
It decided on its own to change all the codes. You know how you secure your network? It changed all the codes.
No.
So the...
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, so all the gadgets in here that were, you know, that I hooked up were fine. But, you know, yesterday I had a old school and slash new school crochet slash Dance Central slash Sims slash APB party at my house. And nobody could get on the internet. A few people walking around with their phones and laptops. Hey, what's your code? Wasn't it this? This was what I had in last time. No, that's a whole different router. And I don't know. So you're without internet. Use one of those computers. And nobody wanted to touch the Apple, by the way. Nobody wanted to touch the Mac.
That's not surprising.
I mean, seriously, did not want to touch the Mac. There was no awe and wonder, like, oh, I don't know how to use it, but let me try. It was like, I don't want to touch that.
Mm-mm. No, us Windows people, we don't want to touch a Mac. Sorry.
Anyway, we're all off subject. Good luck with that Apple. Hopefully that does not drop your stock or anything. Hopefully.
Hopefully. All right, what have I got? I guess I should go ahead and do this one before somebody else does it, because, you know, talk about it.
Somebody else, namely me.
No, oh, yeah, maybe. All right, so the fourth expansion, Double Zerd's critically acclaimed, massively multiplayer online role-playing game, has just been introduced. All right, so World of Warcraft, Mists of Pandaria, revealed at BlizzCon 2011. Blizzard Entertainment Today announced plans for the fourth expansion to World of Warcraft, its award-winning, massively multiplayer online role-playing game. Unveiled to a sold-out crowd at the company's BlizzCon Gaming Festival, World of Warcraft Mists of Pandaria lifts the fog of mystery surrounding a long-lost continent that has been newly rediscovered following the events of World of Warcraft Cataclysm. You know, how are these continents getting lost? I'm just wondering. I mean, we got flying machines. How are these continents lost? All right.
That is one of those questions I used to put up on Twitter, is that gamer questions. It's like, I asked one day, I said, who the hell in Hyrule keeps dropping all these rupees in the grass? Well, what is this? You got a hole in your pocket. What is the problem?
The new expansion reintroduces the elusive Pandaren, originally seen in Blizzard's real-time strategy game Warcraft 3 as a playable race and as a brand new player class, the martial arts-focused monk. While exploring the mysteries of an exotic new land and advancing to a new level cap of 90, players will... 90? Seriously? Y'all levels. You only give us 5, you cheap people. Players will experience a range of new content and game features, including new quests and dungeons, group scenarios and challenge modes, pet battles, and more. Mike Morhaime, CEO and co-founder of Blizzard Entertainment, says, players have been asking to see the Pandaren in World of Warcraft since the game's launch, and we're excited to finally be able to give them a proper reintroduction to Azeroth. In addition, the new playable race and class, Mists of Pandaria, contains a huge amount of new content, and we're looking forward to sharing more information about it, about all of it, at BlizzCon and beyond. In the upcoming expansion, players will be able to explore the long-lost continent of Pandaria, which has remained hidden from the world since the sundering of Azeroth over 10,000 years ago. In the aftermath of the cataclysm played out in World of Warcraft's third expansion, Pandaria's heroes are emerging from their land's lush forests and cloud-ringed mountains to choose sides in the escalating war between the Alliance and the Horde. And to share... Ooh, choose sides. Does that mean they get to be either faction? Share the extraordinary secrets of their ancient martial arts. As tensions between the factions near a breaking point following the discovery of the New World, players will be called upon to explore Pandaria's exotic expanses, making contact with its strange indigenous creatures, and unlock the world-changing secrets that have been hiding in the mist for millennia. Oh, it is! Adventure through Azeroth as World of Warcraft's first neutral race, and decide whether to side with Alliance or the Horde.
Can I bounce back and forth whenever I want to, is the question.
Probably not, no. New playable class Monk unlocks the secrets of Pandaren martial arts and do battle as a damage healer, or damage dealer, healer, or tank.
You said it right.
New zones, explore the lush Jade Forest, treacherous Kunlei Summit, and other exotic areas of Pandaria designed for high-level characters and uncover the mystery of the Wandering Isles. Does that mean that it's going to be like the Death Knight started at a higher level? I'm just curious.
Wow, they really borrowed from EverQuest. Isn't there a Death Knight in EverQuest? Oh, stop.
Yeah. Scenarios. Join up with some friends to achieve a common goal, such as mounting a defense against invading monsters and a flexible new type of PvE challenge. Yeah, I don't care about PvE. Dungeon challenge modes. Master the ultimate five-player time trial to earn prestigious rewards in a new dungeon mode that will put your resolve and coordination to the test. Yeah, I've seen your heroic modes. 15 minutes in and out with purples. Yeah, thanks. No. Pet battles. Challenge other players' companion pets with your own collection and a new tactical minigame and find out who's king or queen of the pint-sized battlefield. Oh my god, I've got a friend who has like over 100 of these. I'm never going to see her again. New talent system. Customize your character to suit your playstyle with a newly overhauled and improved talent system. Alright, so in other words, it looks like y'all have not really given me anything to make me want to come back. Sure, it's a new class. But you've not really done anything. So you can keep your Pandaria and your mom.
That's why I threw that in. Wow. Yeah, y'all try that again. I think World of Warcraft has kind of peaked at this point.
Yeah.
And I know they're like, people have said that before, but really, I've never been enamored with it. It just gets worse as time goes on. Why are some of you playing it? You all let us know. Write us, webmastergamergirlsradio.com. Tell me why it is that you're still playing World of Warcraft if you've been there since the beginning. I don't mean you new people. Some of you new people are playing because it's new to you. I want to know, those of you who been playing since day one, why are you still playing? What about it has you just where you cannot go? You can't play anything else. All right, moving along. Okay, so I was getting ready to tell you about Smite.
Season. Yeah?
But Smite, a game called Smite.
Right, Smite you.
But all they gave me was a trailer, so you'll have to wait for the trailer. The name of it looked interesting. Anything that has Smite in it, I said, that looks interesting. I think I might want to tell them about that. But no. So we will move along. And I will tell you that right now, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on over in the UK, Abertay, Scotland. You guys are, I love how organized they are, how they go out and they help each other. This particular story is about a company called Euphonious was awarded 25,000 euros, I'm going to assume, a grant from the Abertay Prototype Fund. Euphonious Limited, which is a game audio production company founded by former Real Time World audio director and double use of audio BAFTA award winning, God, it's a long title. Just Raymond Usher's his name. He was awarded a grant totaling 25,000 euros from the Abertay Proto Fund, which will allow the company to begin development of a complete audio middleware solution aimed primarily, but not exclusively, at mobile and social network game developers, which means hopefully better quality audio in some of these games. The solution will allow developers to add high-quality audio to their titles in a fraction of the time and effort currently required, and uniquely unlike existing audio middleware solutions without an in-depth understanding of audio by providing a plug-and-play approach to the audio integration. I don't know about that. You can end up with a lot of the same sounds in the same games, in different games. However, they're saying with almost two decades of game audio development experience, including over a decade designing and creating game audio engines, including those used in GTA, Euphonious founder Raymond Usher has a unique hands-on perspective of the issues faced by game developers. The development of his audio middleware solution forms the second phase of the company's strategic development plan, which has the primary aim of providing high-quality and cost-effective audio solutions for the new generation of game developers. The first phase is going to be entitled Audio Skins, and it's due to be launched in the next few weeks, so keep an eye out for them. They're at euphonious.eu if you're into the whole development scene and want to go check out what they're working on. I am very excited for you guys. That's a nice little bit of change there to get some work done.
Yes, yes, it is.
Don't go spend it all up on games because that's just what I do. I need this projector TV.
Oh, God, yes.
Matter of fact, just paint the whole wall like it's a projector.
Yes.
Let's dig out this little crater in the floor so I can sit the projector in it, and then I need surround sound on the walls. I need just life, just
girl, giant so
speakers.
Hot.
Speakers that just blow your hair when the sound comes out.
I would love to have a geek room set up like that. That'd be so hot.
Yeah, we would die in about 2 weeks because we'd never leave.
I know, right? Now we can have pizza ordered in. Be good.
We have to take
glasses. If you knock on the door and don't come in and bring it to us, you're not getting a tip.
Look, no, there'll be a pizza slide. Just slide it through here. And your money's in the top pocket there.
That's hot.
Or with me, I already paid online, so no.
Yes.
What about my tip? You don't get no tip. Get out of my
Yes. All right. GamePolitics.com this morning, because I love these guys. I love them, love them, love them. I don't know. I think you may have brushed on this, but I don't think you actually did this one. Steve Jobs vowed to destroy Android in authorized biography.
We touched it, but do you got more details?
I'm not sure. Jobs told biography author Walter Isaacson that he considered Android grand theft of his idea for a mobile operating system. Jobs said, "I'm going to destroy Android because it's a stolen product. I'm willing to go thermonuclear on this nuclear war on this." That's hot. He was also quoted as saying, "I will spend my last dying breath if I need to, and I will spend every penny of Apple's $40 billion in the bank to right this wrong."
Okay, well, yeah. I don't know if they're still planning to honor this vendetta at Apple, but I say just let it go.
Yeah, you leave my Android alone. You take your iPhone.
That's right.
You little hipsters can, you know, have iPhone. I'm going to stick with my Android because it's awesome. Y'all can have your little talks back sassy chick. I don't care. I don't want it.
Jay is threatening us. He says I told him we were climbing in his window, snatching his games up while he was gone. And he said his Atari Jaguar better still be there. Okay, you know what? I didn't know you had a Jaguar, but I'll be by your house.
Uh-huh. All right.
Ginger will distract you.
Boobies! I'll grab the front of my shirt. All right. I'm so glad we don't do this on camera. Because I did. I just totally, like, yanked my shirt.
He's just twisting again.
No. No, you don't actually get to see them. And they are epic boobs. All right, that was a short one, so let me grab another one. Research aggressive children enjoy violent games. Imagine that.
Wow.
Uh-huh. All right, pulling this from GamePolitics.com. Aggressive children enjoy violent games. Games, a new study conducted by academics from two German universities, says that aggressive children ages 8 to 12 have a preference for violent video games. Why are you letting your children ages 12 play violent video games? The study found that the games preferred by problem boys and girls who were identified as at risk were also more violent than those of their less troublesome peers. The research suggested that there is a risk that the preference for violent video games would become entrenched in these children. Researchers also said that they found no evidence that violent computer and video games led to increased aggression in real life. The study showed that aggressive primary school pupils preferred games in which contained blood or violence. I'm going to kill your name, dude. I'm so sorry. Jens Vogelgesang at Hohenheim University says, yeah. Says that this is good news from our study into the educational effects of media, but it should be noted that this applies expressly only to the group of 8 to 12-year-olds that we looked into in a study on the effects. We are unable to rule out the possibility that an entrenched preference for violent video computer games might over the course of a game-playing career lead to greater readiness to commit acts of violence. That was coming from team leader researcher Maria von Salisch. Less aggressive pupils certainly also experiment with violent games, but they more rarely develop a preference for this kind of game. And that was coming from Vogelgesang again. Seriously, dude, just change your name. Around 91% of 12-year-olds indicated that they have at least one favorite game. And the second sampling after a year, there were often completely different games at the top of lists of preferences. Von Salisch says most children start out by trying different types and then over the course of time develop a preference for a particular game or type of game. You know, and that's not just children. That's adults. There are plenty of you that only enjoy the casual Facebook games. And for you, I say, oh, my God. And then there, you know, some people, you know, I've got a girlfriend who only likes to play first-person shooters. She cannot stand MMOs. She cannot stand social games. And then you've got me. I love MMOs. I love the social aspect of MMOs. I love killing. I love PvP. It's awesome. And I.
And then you got me, who will play anything, anytime, anywhere.
Exactly. And of course, you know, the more aggressive children are going to want a more aggressive game. It goes with adults too.
I think that's BS because I was one of those kids considered at risk. And while I do like me some violent video game, I much prefer something that requires me to think, violence or not. I like those games that force me to use my brain, not just with violence, but yeah. And I actually saw something along those lines over the weekend. I forgot what I was watching, where I said this is pretty much the essence of every game that I play that I like. I wish I could remember the movie. Wherever it was a female character, and obviously she could not overpower the male character she was fighting against, but she outfought him. She lured him somewhere and then she blew him up or something like that. But those are the games I like where I have to think about, if it's going to be violent, I have to think about how I'm going to get you, not just run up and shoot you and step on your head, which is fun sometimes too, yeah, but.
Yeah. I don't know. This whole violent video game, and it's just.
It's a stupid argument.
Yeah, it is. The one thing I did like about the article is they pointed out that while these more aggressive, at-risk children might like violent video games over, say, just Hello Kitty Island. They did go out to say that this does not mean that these children who are at risk or prefer violent video games would actually be violent in real life. They just prefer more violent video games.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I like you, Hello Kitty Island. No! Do not give them ideas.
And that is still out there. Who is playing that game?
You know, I don't know what's going on with Hello Kitty. I don't know. I wish I could tell you, but I was in Target, and Hello Kitty is taking over Target. These little girls, they have no idea who she is. They've never seen a cartoon. This is what you call good marketing. They have never seen a Hello Kitty cartoon or played a video game, but they have Hello Kitty has a whole line of clothing, hats, little girl fedoras, which I actually wanted one. I almost bought one. It's a fedora, and it's got the pink band and then the little Hello Kitty emblem on the side. Real cool looking. Matching sparkly purse. She's got sparkly tights. Just anything you could think of that, you know, the girly type little girls love. I was like, what the hell happened over here in this corner? It's like Hello Kitty corner. And there was a little girl and her sister over trying on the stuff. How do I look? And she said, oh, you look good. Well, come, Mommy, can we have the purses too? I was like, do they even know who Hello Kitty is? She's like, no. No.
Then why are you buying this awful stuff for them? Do not do it.
It was cute, I have to admit. I told you, I almost bought the hat because it was cute. I put it on. I was like, you know, I could rock this with a pink shirt and some black. Oh, wait a minute. What am I doing? It's Hello Kitty. Put it back.
No, oh. Now had it been Sackboy, I'd have been all over that. But no.
He needs his own corner, too.
Yes.
Oh, I also meant to tell you guys, okay, and I think I've mentioned this in one or two podcasts, like, in years past, but Target is also starting to carry a line of geek and gamerware. You have to search for it in your local Target, but when I say geek and gamerware, I mean they have, like, blankets that have the controllers on them, pillowcases, the Harajuku backpacks, if you like the Jap anime, yes. So go to the back of the store. It's usually near the toys, but where they have the blankets and the luggage and those types of things, go back there. And they're cheap because nobody knows they're there yet. So I'm telling you, you got a gamer in your life Christmas time, you want to get them something that's unique. And I'm not saying don't buy it from whoever online, but it's nice when you can go in the store and actually pick it up and wrap it yourself and put it in a box instead of having it shipped to them. So go there and check it out. Really nice.
I want that. Anybody who's listening, just say no.
you may already have that. Anyway, so another question about kids and gaming. Over at Gamma Sutra, Mr. Chris Morris is asking, is Microsoft's Kids Connect programming coming a little bit late? I have to say I agree with you there, Chris. He's saying the introduction of the Kinect for Kids initiative certainly sounds wise, given the company's push in that direction. After all, who can argue with creating family-friendly titles with some of the biggest games in family entertainment? But the problem is, when you look at Microsoft's longer-term goals, things become a little bit murky. While the company would never come out and say it directly, this is a push for the toddler and elementary school gamer, and it's much about making hey today, this is what he says, as the Xbox 360 hits price points that are affordable for the mainstream audience, as it is about setting up for future generations of players.
None of that made any sense, right? Weirdly worded. But the basic advertising theory holds that brand loyalties run deep when they are formed at an early age. Hence why Nintendo still makes Mario. This is what I've been telling you all. They get them young, and then they hook you. And as much as you all hate Mario, you still get excited when you see it. Your heart beats faster if you did it when you were little, and you go, oh, my God, it's Mario. Even if you don't want to buy it, you still have that reaction. And he goes on to say the same thing. He says, why geezers like me argue the merits of King Vitamin and Blueberry Breakfast Cereal versus today's Honey Kicks and Banana Nut Cheerios. Oh, God, he reached way back. And he said, and it's the crux of a never-ending debate over whether the Nintendo Entertainment System or PlayStation 2 was the best console of all time. Okay, now, he says, by offering games from the Sesame Street, Pixar, and other companies, Microsoft wants kids to get used to playing with Kinect and develop a devoted attachment to the Xbox brand, the same way you have with Nintendo. He says, and while this sounds a little sinister, it's pretty standard practice in both businesses and gaming worlds. He said, let's face it, the Game Boy was one of the more obvious gateway drugs to hit the store shelves in the last quarter century.
Game Boy. I was so jealous of everybody who had it.
I had one. Oh, my God. Me and Link would be on the bus. At work, I worked in a department store, and me and Link would just, you know, some people did not get help in the department store. Look, I'm in a cave. I got to finish this. You're going to have to come back later. I got to finish it. But they're saying that, unfortunately, you'll come back later. I surely did. I worked in a children's shoe department, and the kids would be like, can I see? Mm-mm, girl. Mm-mm. Go away, little girl. But they're saying, unfortunately, Microsoft may have made its move a little too late to get a hold of the kids. They're saying, through no efforts of its own, ironically, Apple has managed to turn the eye of many young gamers today. And I can attest to this, as yesterday there was a fight over the iPad with the little people here, wanting to play Angry Birds and some other stuff they found on the App Store. They're saying, one of the writers is saying that he has a four-year-old daughter, and while he's tried to get her attention from everything, from Once Upon a Monster to iPad to Ready, Set, Grover, she's not very interested in those. But you put the iPad in front of her, and she'll throw a tantrum when he tells her, okay, enough, she wants to play. He said, of course, one kid doesn't make a trend, but nearly every parent that he's spoken with says that the kids are picking up the iPads, and they're figuring them out quicker than they are, and they're falling in love with it, and they expect everything on the screen to be touchscreen enabled, and that's where it is. They're actually touching it. See what we said, Microsoft? You can't do Kinect because there's nothing to touch. The kids don't like that. They like the sense of touch. So do we as adults. of course, they're saying, of course, Microsoft, Nintendo, and Sony have to figure it out, continue to fight for this audience, and they should. But I don't think they're going to win. they like the touchscreen stuff. I think this is a pretty good article. You might want to go over and check it out. Also, another point that Apple has over the Kinect is the price point. Most games on the Apple range anywhere from, you know, I think the high-end game is probably like $7, and the lower-end game for your kid is 99 cents, whereas, you know, the $40-$50 for a Kinect game, yeah, we're still in the recession, I hate to tell you, Microsoft. Leave the kids alone. Stay in your lane. We always say that. Stay in your lane. This is what you do well is community, you know, with a certain age group. Let Nintendo have the kids, and Sony, you have your HD fanboys, and just stay in your lane. Do what you do. I'm not saying, you know, you took your risk, and it's not working out for you. Go back in your lane. It's time to take a break, isn't it, Jen? Did we lose our Jen?
No, I'm sorry. I've got real-life distractions. Yeah. No, it's
fine. Jay is saying he still has his first gen Game Boy. So do I. Mm-hmm. I don't need your Game Boy. I still have mine. Matter of fact, it's sitting under my desk now. Mm-hmm. Bring it. Mm-hmm. All right. It is time for us to take a short respite and replenish our fluids. Or what is it? What potion? Or fill our heart containers again. So.
I haven't played that in so long. I think I may. You know what? That sounds good. I may actually dig out the old NES and find the old Zelda.
That's just evil. Why would you say that?
Does that sound nice? Just an old school evening of nothing but old Zelda.
Why would you say that?
Because I'm going to molest your man while you're not looking.
What? Oh, Girl, don't make me come after you. Don't make me come after you. Mm-hmm, it's not going to help you. Y'all see how Ginger does me when... this is what she does to me when you all aren't looking. All right, Lily people, I was trying to get GLaDOS to play. She didn't want to play any music, so every song I picked, she was like, no. but you guys know where to find us. If you don't, and you're new, you can find us at GamingHX.com.
look under the Gamer Girls Radio tag, Lunch with Ginger and Corey. Drop by our forums. Join the group, the contest group, if you are from Fallen Earth and want your pink rocket launcher. Yes, this week, I'm going to throw a couple out there.
I
but
got
just...
an email from them about a new bike.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm going in to get my bike, baby, if I haven't messed up my account. I'm going in. Oh, I love my motorcycle. I think that's the first motorcycle I've owned in a game, so it's going to be hot. Ginger is sending me...
Yeah.
And just sending me prawn. I just want y'all to know. It's hard to
fuck. Seriously, like, you talked about boobs earlier, and I did all, like, grab my shirt. I was like, hey, look, boobs. And I can see them, like, in the reflection of my screen.
Bad.
I know. I'm awful. But come back. We've got all sorts of news.
Oh,
I've got some Halloween stuff.
On the other side now.
Ooh, yay.
What you got on the Halloween
what
side?
What have we got? We've got? All right. I've got spooktacular games for Halloween. Yes, I do. All right, Halloween Trick-or-Treat, Gabrielle's Ghostly Grove, Monster Mix, and, oh, I'm going to kill this name, Kaiotoki Demo, all available to download this week. You are in for a scare this week as a selection of spine-tingling games are available to download from the Nintendo eShop, Nintendo DSi Shop, and the Wii Shop channel. Ooh. There's trouble in Monster Town and Gabrielle's Ghostly Grove, Monster Mix, on WiiWare when Vlad the Vampire's loyal zombies disappear. Gabrielle and all her monster friends will have to bust some serious moves on the dance floor in order to lure them back. Can you help them uncover the identity of the mysterious creatures that's terrorizing Monster Town zombies? Go trick-or-treating on Halloween, trick-or-treat on Nintendo DSiWare, and meet wicked witches, scary skulls, and flapping bats along the way as you search for treats. But watch your back, as there are plenty of tricks in store aiming to catch you out. If these games aren't terrifying enough, the powerful and wicked witch Rika? Anyways. Has invaded the peaceful realm of Astaria with an army of monsters in the demo of the daunting shoot-em-up Kaiotoki on WiiWare. A pair of magical brothers, Kaio and Ki, are the only ones who can stop her. Are you brave enough to travel through the dark swamps, cold mountains, and dangerous caves full of lava?
I sure am. Yes, I am.
Yes. to restore peace to the kingdom. Check out the latest offerings below. I'm going to put this up on Game of Matrix in just a little bit. You can check this out. But yeah, it's got all the links to the demos and everything. So go over there, find them. Should be fun.
So go over there and find them. Get on it.
Yes.
All right. Well,
they do remind us that these are demos, so they may not contain the full version. Da 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 da. So don't get upset if you don't get the whole thing.
Oh, you know how they are. They'll be like, "Why did it stop?"
It's a demo.
Well, there's tons of we have tons of stuff going on for Halloween. And no, we're not doing Halloween this week, but on the weekend we may post up some things you might want to check out. And this will probably be one of them. All Hallows Eve is creeping onto the island paradise. Ooh, Halloween is coming, and the ghouls and goblins of Island Paradise can now prepare for a spectacular holiday with plenty of new themed shop items, recipes, and crafts. Additionally, Islanders can test their skills in a new mini-game, Slots of Fun, to try and win unique Halloween-themed prizes featuring an adorable cast of costume characters such as Cat Burglar, Space Monkey, Space Monkey, Swan Ballerina, Mad Koala Scientist, and more. Players will have to jump in before November the 3rd to participate. Each day, as players are spinning and winning, and other frightening goodies will appear in the shop over the next couple of weeks, including the Sleepy Hollow Tree, Bone Fence, and a flamingo skeleton, because who doesn't want flamingo beach art, right? And much more. But with frightful cut monsters on the brain and plundering aplenty, Islanders shouldn't forget to stop by the island shop and celebrate National Howl at the Moon Night on October 26th. Please don't do it for real. you can check out, or if you want to play Island Paradise, or for more information about the game, you can like it on Facebook or follow their updates on Twitter at Meteor Paradise. Wow. That sounds kind of fun and kind of lighthearted to let the little ones play. You know what I wondered? Is anybody else out there afraid of Legend of Sleepy Hollow, the Disney version? I am still afraid of that as a grown-up.
I've never watched it.
It scares the bejesus out of me, and I am a grown-up. Yes, one of the few things that scare me. No, it just makes me think too much. You know, and that's how you get people. You should let their own imaginations turn against them.
Oh.
And at the end, they have the whole, you know, we never found the school teacher. We found a broken pumpkin at the end of the road, and some believe he's here, but maybe he's not. Those things, I'm like, oh, God.
that would freak me out. Oh, my God. I have a very vivid imagination when it comes to that sort of thing anyways. I do not need help with this.
I am telling you, I will sit the rest of the night and be thinking about, okay, when I saw him run across the bridge, maybe he hid. Oh, my God, what if he didn't hide? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Did that pumpkin hit him? Oh, the pumpkin, it must have hit him in the face. Oh, did his clothes catch on fire? Oh, my God.
I love you, Corey.
And I'm not talking about the Johnny Depp version, because the Johnny Depp version I thought was funny. But that Disney version, oh, my God. And when they sing the Midnight Jamboree song, oh, my God, I have to get up and leave the room. And I know it's meant to be all humorous and fun, but I'm like, I cannot watch it. I watched it last year, and I was scared. I had to play wet to get my mind off of it. I had to...
Wait, hold on, back up, because I know Jay's going to be listening to this later. Did you just say... No, never mind.
I said wet. It's a game. You haven't played wet?
No, I haven't, and I'm sorry. My brain hit the gutter.
Everybody does when we say the name of that game. I think they did it on purpose.
I got to pull it out.
I can't remember what the acronym stands for, honestly, but if you've never played wet, it is a good game, Halloween game to play, by the way, especially if you've got little girls and you don't mind them seeing a lot of blood. Put it this way, if you let your little girls watch Kill Bill, then you can let them play wet, because wet is kind of like a whole... It's a well, no. I mean, I'm saying it's a whole homage to Kill Bill. It's over the top, but the music, even when you pick it up, Ginger, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay.
You'll say this is just like playing a live version of Kill Bill, or a real version, or a game video game version of Kill Bill. I enjoyed it. A lot of guys were complaining, saying girls deserve better. I was like, yeah, we deserve better than to be asked about our boobs during the game. But I think they did a good job of not making Ruby too hypersexual, and she was just mean enough.
Yeah,
that's how we like it. I the guys didn't get this. But I got this completely. When she'd walk into they had a bonus level that would pop up every now and again, and blood would splash in her face. Like, she'd walk in and kill somebody, and the blood would splash in her face, and that would piss her off. Girls get this. I just put on my makeup. Or not even that you put on your makeup, but there's blood on my face because I had to cut you. Now I'm going to kill all of you.
You just got blood on my white shirt. Oh, hell no.
Because she's wearing leather. This is leather, and you got blood on my... And I like the whole facial expression. Like, you see the blood, and she turns her head, and she looks at the camera like, oh, now I'm going to mess all of you up. And then it's just, you go to work. I'm like, I love it. So I think they did a good job. We need a wet part two. But please don't give me that weak boss battle. The last boss battle sucked. But very fun games to play on Halloween if you got some little girls who are Kill Bill. I need to dress somebody up like Kill Bill. Anybody got a little girl out there that wants to be Uma Thurman? I will dress her for you.
That would be interesting.
I have some little blonde haired girls in my family, but they're in Australia, my blondies. So
speaking of, I went to the Halloween store this weekend. People with your children. I'm gonna buy them shock collars and start tasering them.
Right.
I swear to God. And they're like running through the adult section like these little wee kids, and I'm sitting here thinking, I don't think I would let my 5 and 6 year old be playing over here in the adult section, because some of these pictures aren't exactly child friendly.
Well, it's not even that. It's that you should be keeping your kid under control in public.
I understand it's Halloween, and all right, sure. A lot of you are like, Halloween, it's a kid's holiday. No, Halloween is an anybody holiday. Halloween's the one day of the year when some of you adults pull a stick out of your butt and
let's
have
be,
fun.
No, let's be specific. It is a pagan holiday. Ha ha.
Okay, it's a pagan holiday. Either way, it's the one day of the year when people actually have fun.
Yeah.
Don't be whoever this thing is that they're trying to be during the week.
True.
And I enjoy it. And y'all were ruining my experience by letting your little ankle spiders run free in the store all over the place. I mean, like, trashing the place.
Oh, no. That does not happen with the kids in my family. Because,
no.
You know, we've had people that from the outside think we're being mean when we tell the kids, I'm going to pull your spine through your mouth if you keep running. You know, it sounds horrible, but it works. The kid stops running because they believe you, because the facial expression is serious. I've had exactly one of my little family members. I took him out on his 12th birthday to buy him a CD, and I refused to buy it because it had parental advisory.
Yeah.
And he thought that it would be okay for him to throw a temper tantrum in the store.
Oh, no. no. He's 12?
He's 12. And he's like 6 foot 5 now. So at 12, he was 5'1", looking me in the face. And I went to put the CD back, and he pushed me, and we were on the floor.
Oh, no, no.
We were on the floor. I was sitting on top of him, spanking him in the floor. Bam, bam, bam. And the ladies and people are like, oh, my God. I was like... And when he's like, he's going to tell his parents, I says, I'm going to tell his parents, and he's going to get another spanky because that's how my family is. I could drive right now and see one of my little cousins standing somewhere doing something wrong. I have free reign to get out and beat the hell out of them and then take them home and say, he was doing this, and I spanked him, and he is going to get another spanking. Mm-hmm. That's just the way we operate. We keep the kids in line. That's why we don't have anybody causing problems. Nobody's on drugs. Nobody's killed anybody. You know, they're a little sassy mouthed every now and then. But.
12-year-old, you're old enough. And you push me? Uh-uh. Lay a hand on me, child. You better be ready.
He does the same. I think the last time he attempted to mouth off to me when he was 18. He's 26 now. And he was out in the front yard with his friends and ran up to me and was, you know, pushing on me, saying, I'm big now. You know, you can't do such and such. And I flipped him. And then I stood on his chest and I said, what is that you were saying? And his friends are like, dude, your girl cousin is standing on
that is hot, Corey. That is so hot. Every guy in the room just melted.
And he has a daughter of his own now, so he keeps, and she's little. She's like, he's like, baby, don't ever piss off the cousin Corey. Never, never, never. She looks harmless, but she's not. But so that's how we keep the kids in line. You all control your babies. Control them.
Control your children, or I will do it with a taser. Your choice.
And I'll drive the getaway car. I'll be outside. Phasing has been done. Over. Okay, car started. Over.
I have the flu. I wasn't feeling good. Your kids are running around like flipping little hoodlums. I was like, oh, no. No, no.
Let me get us back on topic here because we're way over on the left. This is because we're tired, y'all. It was a long week last week. And it
a long week.
But I got some good news for you, Ginger.
What?
Well, apparently.
Apparently. What we have here was.
There is a preview video.
For?
Of Halo Combat Evolved.
Yes!
Breathe. It's okay. It's okay. Yes, and it is on our channel. Actually, it's Kevin Grace. Courtesy of the people over at Adventure. Breathe, Ginger. It's all right. Breathe. Let it out.
I need me a space marine.
Apparently, this fan service is a tried and true way to make money in video games. That's why Microsoft is re-releasing an upgraded version of its Halo blockbuster game on the 10th anniversary of the game's debut. Microsoft has sold more than 40 million Halo games since 2001, or more than $2 billion in retail. By coming out with a new Halo game just about every year, the company hopes to get past 50 million in the not-so-distant future. Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary will debut November 15th, and it is being built by Microsoft's own 343 Industries, as well as external game developers Saber Interactive and Certain Affinity, who we love down here in Austin. Whoop, whoop!
Whoop,
by the way, dude, you guys still have my cable, you people. Bungie, also the original Halo developer, has moved to something new. The 343 Industries will continue to develop the Halo franchise into the future, including Halo 4, yes. A new game starring Master Chief, the star of the first three Halo games, coming next year, Ginger, next year. In honor of 10 years of Halo and fans...
Next year's almost here now.
It sure is. And in honor...
Quarter, right?
I don't know. Let me get this out. Woman, we're running out of time. This is in honor to 10 years of Halo and fans sticking with the franchise for that long. We wanted to go back and remake the graphics and the audio and the gameplay features up to speed to be comparable with anything else coming out this year. So, yay, I'm going to cut that short. You can go over to VentureBeat if you want to check out the full interview with Mr. Kevin Grace, or check out the video because he's up talking. The video's got some preview footage and interview with him that is on our channel. Go to our front page, GameAnatrix.com, scroll to the bottom, look at the videos. It should be first up. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Enjoy.
I'm
going to
go over there and check that out right after the show.
Ha ha, Ginger's hooked.
I love my Halo. You know I do. Oh, I love my Halo.
I understand. I understand. I don't understand. Look, I understand, but I don't understand.
Halo, it's so hot.
I know.
Love a man uniform. Ugh.
Okay, that's a whole different kind of thing. All right, look, that's a whole different kind of thing that you're talking about, girl.
And then you got the shotgun. I'm like, don't you take my shotgun? Oh, you took my shotgun? And blam, you're dead. Give me my shotgun.
That's about me. She is out of order.
You don't take my shotgun.
You're not to touch my shotgun. We can't say the last that goes with that sentence. But it's Thursday night, but you get the gist.
Yes.
All right, guys. It is time for us to get out of here. As usual, it's Monday. We have lots to do. Don't forget, you can listen to us anytime. Here on Blog Talk, anytime, even on the weekends when we're not here.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, oh no, oh no.
Yo, yo, yo.
Oh no, you didn't.
Sucker tried to play me, but you never paid me, never.
Oh no, you didn't.
Payback is a-coming, you will be running forever.
Oh no, you didn't.
Until I get my vengeance, I will never end this mayhem.
Oh no, you didn't.
I'm a mercenary, you ain't got a prayer, you owe me.
Oh no, you didn't.
Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Didn't you? Oh no, you didn't pay me what you owe me. So now it's over for you.
Oh, you're dancing to this.
Gender.
Later, boys and girls. Mwah!